The court's decision today blocks lower court orders and allows the Department of Homeland Security to swiftly end Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. The program has been in place since 1990 as part of the Immigration Act. It protects a total of 1.3 million people from 17 countries. The Trump administration had argued that the Department of Homeland Security can revoke protections without court interference. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, told reporters in Florida today that many recipients had stayed in the country long after the time when their home countries were no longer in crisis.
That's why the whole statute exists. Temporarily give people protection while the country's in turmoil or after they suffer a hurricane. But the problem is no administration have had the guts to actually follow that statute. President Trump has the guts to follow the law. So temporary means temporary. When the condition of that country gets better, they need to go home.
Democratic lawmakers, immigration attorneys, and other advocates said the decision to end the program ignored the law and disregarded the reality on the ground in these countries. Rose Tamer Joseph is with the Ohio-based group, the Haitian Community Help and Support Center. She said earlier this year that violent gangs still control many parts of Haiti.
Haiti is unsafe now, and the gang are all over the country. There is kidnapping and everything. So every day, like, we heard that people are dying from gunshot and everything.
Ending TPS is part of the Trump administration's broader immigration crackdown. Trump has been particularly critical of the nation's asylum system. He's argued TPS recipients are skipping ahead of immigrants who are trying to enter the country through the legal process. But critics say the administration is motivated by prejudice. They say the administration has fast-tracked immigration for thousands of white South Africans. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia told reporters today in Washington that TPS recipients have followed the law.
These families have done everything we've asked of them. They registered with the government. They passed background checks. They paid fees. They've shown up to renew every single time they needed to, worked legally, and paid taxes. The reward should not be deportation.
Garcia said the decision grants Trump the power to pick and choose himself which countries he's willing to accept migrants from. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.